Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, we were taught that if you read one part of the Bible that seems to contradict another part, it is your interpretation that is wrong, not the Bible. Well, that's a good place to start the study this week. Then verse 12, the next verse says, "And a woman, if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery." So again, women sometimes divorced men in that day. And so they could divorce. It just wasn't a common thing as it was for men to divorce women. Now, I've had people use this passage only that I just read to you here in Mark chapter 10, verse 11 and 12. And this is the way they said it to me. I mean, they said it to me. And one time it was a preacher. But this is the way they said it to me. They said, well, this is more on line with what God wanted than what you read in Matthew. You see, what we read in Matthew is really more of an opinion, whereas what we read in Mark is just absolute truth, and that's what God wants. Well, what were they doing? They were taking the scripture and making it a private interpretation. Well, I believe what Paul had to say on it, but I don't really go along with what Mark had to say on it, or Luke had to say on it, or Matthew, or John, or somebody else. And they're saying, these men wrote the Bible, that it was their words, not the Holy Spirit's words. It was not breathed out by God, because they agree with one part and disagree with the other part, and they're making scripture private interpretation. Private interpretation means when the Bible says not to make the scriptures a private interpretation, to interpret one verse apart from the rest of the Bible, even though it contradicts the Bible. Look, if you read one thing one place, something else another place it seems to contradict, it's not the Bible that contradicts, it's your thinking that's contradicted. Now notice the next part of the verse in our text. Causeth her to commit adultery. Now, the example I use for the word causeth would be that of the serpent tempting Eve. Eve made the choice, and it was sin on her part. So too, Adam, when Eve showed it to him and that she had eaten of it, and he sinned. God counted Eve accountable for what she did. He held accountable Adam for what he did. Yet the one who caused the sin for Eve received the greater punishment. And then Eve in childbearing should have much pain, and in subjection was to be her place to her husband. And she would be a weaker vessel. Her greater punishment was than that of Adam. Adam was not deceived by the serpent as Eve was. He, by choice, because he didn't want to lose Eve, chose to sin. But it was still sin, and his punishment was to live by the sweat of his brow. Now, that was God held them each responsible for their sin, although Satan caused it. But Satan got the greater thing. Now, there are people that can tempt you and lead you into wrong directions. It can be a pretty woman that comes up and tempts a man and says, you know, I dream about you, and you're just the most important thing to me. I just wish I'd have never married and had you, and can I just kiss you, or can I just this, or can I, and starts a relationship. That man gives in, he's guilty. But she has the greater guilt. But her punishment will come from God, as his punishment will come from God, although they may differ. Now, I'm saying all that, say, in short, God will hold the wife put away accountable for her sin of adultery, for the Bible has clearly given a command on it. But the husband who puts her away, maybe because of adultery, but maybe not, maybe he's put away because of adultery. And he's the one that did the action. He's the one that initiated the action. He's done it. He's also put away for the cause of adultery. And his, because he's the head of the home, has a greater responsibility. Now, if you have not been on the receiving end of a spouse who committed adultery, then you have no idea of what a wounded spirit is. The Bible tells us that the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? Now, folks, we are spirits that are made in God's image. Again, we are spirits made in God's image. I can remember one man I counseled. His wife had left him after 10 years, ran off with another man, and married him. Divorced him to marry this man. He said, I smiled and laughed a lot in front of people, but he said, I would stand in my shower at 2 o'clock in the morning and just bawl my eyes out. Another lady told me of her husband doing the things that he did. And she said she can remember crying herself to sleep each night. You see, these people knew that there was more than just hurt feelings. These people had wounded spirits. Many of you have no idea what a wounded spirit actually is. But these people knew. These people lived it. We are spirits made in God's image. That spirit can, well, it can sustain itself when dealing with infirmities. I've seen unsaved people deal with things as cancer, paralysis, and other maladies that you wonder how they do it. But somehow they turn around and they have a joy about them. But when you have been so wounded, then you'll know more so when the Bible tells us he was wounded for our transgressions. How your husband, how your wife wounded you in their sin of adultery, and they may have left you or whatever. Well, my friend, just understand, that's the kind of wound our Savior felt. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Those people understand the many thoughts that go through the mind. And keep you awake at night. My friend, you do that to a spouse, it wounds their spirit as our Savior was wounded. Don't you realize the judgment of God would be great. Now, You've been so wounded by a cheating spouse. Should you do the same? Should you get even? No. You don't, because not only would you have the wounded spirit and hurt, but now you'd also have a guilty conscience. You will have cheapened yourself in your own mind as well as in your action. And you have to live with the guilt, along with the bruising that your getting even did not heal. God will punish the man for it. But if a man leaves you and it's not for the cause of fornication, he will bear that as well. Now see the rest of the verse. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery. The word and, the Greek word kai, saying that the men or the man who marries this woman who was put away commits the sin of adultery and then brings this situation then to the outside of the exception clause of which Christ spake. Now, God said this, not me. Accepting the text says, accept it before the cause of fornication. And you marry that one that's put away for fornication, you're an adulterer. You marry that one put away for fornication, you're an adulteress. But it's not sin if the one put away was not the offending party. Not because I say so, my friend, because what I say doesn't mean anything. Search the scriptures. See what Christ is saying here. How many have heard, if they get married, the act of is adultery only, but not after that? And some would separate from someone if they were going to marry this way, but as soon as they are married, they would accept them back into fellowship. But my friend, the Greek word here is a present indicative, meaning they continue to commit adultery. And so, how do they repent then? They continue to commit adultery by staying married. What is the repentance? Now, again, I didn't put the tense there. The Lord did. Now, this is where some people say, no, the two marrying, when the exception of the fornication which God is recognizing here.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plans my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible